views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm so happy to have you here. You know, it's also Transformation Talk Radio's 15th birthday, and it's something to think about when you're actually tuning in and listening to all your podcasts. Pretty amazing in this space to still be around bringing you incredible content. And so I have to say thank you for them, because they also are very interactive. Obviously, it's why I'm here and love them all. So a huge shout out to everybody that works there, because none of us could do what we do without that incredible team. So always remember, there's a great team behind there, behind all of us, that allows you to actually enjoy us each and every week. Today's show is really about connecting with the body, and a few things that I found with connecting to the body that I want to share. But first, if you've ever caught any of our episodes with Tom Palladino, talking about the different ways how you could open up to other possibilities of taking more control of your life and just sort of be more active, especially when it comes to your health, far out beside just, you know, maybe your eating or just your exercise, because those are great and you need to do those and always follow along with your doctor. But we have a live event with him tomorrow night. Now, it's sold out, but you can always go to tracyhaleclark.com. All of our events, and we've heard from you as well, our listeners, they're all going to be live streamed now. So if you go to the attend, you can click the little link. It'll lead you exactly to the live stream, so you can join us and never miss out, whether it's a Soul Sunday, whether it's a live event like we have with Tom Palladino to learn more. We have guests once in a while, whether it's just an evening of transforming. Because there's something I learned about my body when I was restoring it. A lot of people ask, you know, was it hard? Was it hard work? Because for people who may not know my story, you might be able to relate. If you were born with stuff that's very ill, or you maybe got it later, it takes a lot of dedication. A lot of dedication and a lot of time to really understand what your body is telling you. And so often we're in this world where it's very, we want it quick, we want it now. And an example that I want to share that happened in my life over the last year is I did restore and repair my body. A lot of you have heard me say that. And some things went right away. And I worked very closely with my medical doctors. And it was at that point when they said, we just can't manage. Like, we can't do anything else for you. I had to really look inside and ask myself a question. It wasn't that they weren't doing the best they could do. And I don't like it when people say that. They were doing the best they could do with the information I was giving them, or maybe the tests that they were running. And when I started to understand that I had to be in charge of my body, that I needed to really tune in, that I really needed to take ownership of my physical, my mental, my emotional, my spiritual, my psychological, my psychic space, however that looks, whether it was helping with working with different people or really looking at my life, what is stress that I could get rid of? What is something that I could actually open up and move in my life and change in my life? And it was through really that dedication. And one of the things that I wanted to remind people of, so I was born with a very damaged nerve system. And you might have related where maybe you were born with something or it came later. Okay. And my head, my hands, my arms, my eyes, they shook really, really badly. So people would stop me. Sometimes I get stopped asking if I was okay or if I was having a seizure. It was high levels of stress, very, very painful. And over doing the energy work, and I had had it looked at many, many times. They're like, you'll have to deal with it. It's like a tick almost. It's damaged nerves. I had lots and lots and lots of opinions. And when I started to actually look at my body and I started to look at energy work and I started to understand what my body was telling me, where did it reacted worse around certain people. It had a bigger issue in certain places. And I'm like, why does my body not shake if I was in one environment versus another? So I started to become like my own little Sherlock Holmes, my own little researcher. And where have you really taken ownership that way? And I will tell you, I was told I got my arms and my eyes under control so they didn't shake anymore, but my head still shook. And I had done a lot of energy work. I'm like, something's not right here. And there was something deep inside of me that knew not to give up. I kept saying, you know, I need a physical adjustment. There's something in my body that physically needs to be altered. I didn't know what it was. And then my little sister came to town one day and she was from way across the other side of the country. And she said, you know, I have this appointment with this osteopath. Would you like to come? And something in me said, go, 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 go. So I did. And he looked, I said, can you get rid of my headache? I just knew. And he said, oh, he right away, he looked at me and he said, you have a hole in your chest. And I said, yeah, I was born with a very severe case of pectus avectum and they can't reverse that. So he's like, oh, I think I can help you. He did. In one treatment, he was able to unhook. It was very painful. But I'm going to tell you guys, I never gave up. I knew deep down inside me, whether it was a physical or emotional adjustment, something was going to give. And I had to keep going and keep going at all costs. Where have you not been determined at all costs in your life to keep going, to keep looking under the rock? Like we said, people just want a pill and it's gone. But there's a reason that happened to you. And in this last year, I last September had to change my exercise and my eating. I was very busy. You can imagine we're all doing this stuff and shifting my body and all's great and helping a lot of people. So my body had expanded a little bit more than I liked. I took the, you know, 20 pounds of weight came off over the last year back to what my normal size was. And I'm tall and 5'10", so I can hide it like quite well. But I'll tell you, last month, so at the end of June, I had this big emotional package that came up. And guess what? All that weight that I was carrying when it came off actually had a whole bunch of emotions attached to it. And, you know, the God consciousness is beautiful. The universe is beautiful. It lined up all the right people to get me triggered, to get me upset, to get me in that space where I really had to look in. And those are the emotions that get trapped in our body that it's great. We go celebrate the fact that, oh, great, I can wear smaller clothes, or great, I look better, I feel better, I can move better. But if you're not looking at what was the emotion, that they don't always go with the weight, right? The energy behind it isn't leaving with the weight. But when the weight left, that energy came up for me to look at it. So how many times have you shifted something in your world, but did you really look at what was the energy behind it? What was the emotion behind it? What was the reason behind it? And if you can start to become that, you can become your own little Sherlock Holmes yourself. You can start to actually decipher a little bit more what's going on in your body. That way, when you try anything that maybe is alternative and you actually even go back to your doctor, which I did a lot, I go back and I'd say, can we look at this? Can we test this? And she would be like, absolutely. And we did. She goes, awesome. Whatever you did worked. It left. Awesome. You know, she was a really good champion. And I think if you take your team of people, so your medical people, your energy people, and start to really tune into your own body, there wouldn't be as much sickness and illness and disease out there, because people will become very aware to understand that the frequency coming out of your body also brought a lot of that energy in. And we're in a time right now that you hear, we all talk about so much of this unprecedented time of shifting in the world, that when it comes to your body, it's going to be the most beautiful vessel, the most beautiful space of information to tell you and allow you to understand what is going on in your world. Like when I removed very stressful people out of my world, my ulcers that I'd had from 5, they literally went away. Like I'd been on a lot of medicine for a lot of years. They literally dissolved. So people's energy, work environments, we know they create high levels of stress in the body. But there's also ways, if you have to be in those environments, to start to actually communicate with your body. And this is what I love to teach people just like you, because when I learned what my body was telling me, that's how I actually got it to restore. And that's how I knew where to go. Like I was talking about my head, and I just knew somebody could do that adjustment. I didn't know how, I didn't know what. I knew it wasn't a certain kind of adjustment because I tried that, it didn't work. I knew it wasn't that. I knew there was something else, and I just kept going. To really create any change in your life, you have to really start to open up, one, to a new perspective, meaning that in that new perspective, are you willing to hear and do something different? A lot of times when you look at people with energy work, or you look at people with that are talking about body and how it can restore, people are like, I don't want to know about that. And they don't want to know about it because it's out of their comfort zone. So if it's out of your comfort zone, this was the key that unlocked so much for me. I said, I'm going to go and learn and practice things that are out of my comfort zone. So where you stayed in your comfort zone and where you out of your comfort zone. Now there's common sense as well. There's things that you're just going to go, I'm not going to do that. There's a lot of that that comes along. But getting out of your comfort zone, because we all gravitate to what we know. We gravitate to information we know. We gravitate to a lot of things that feel comfortable, and that's what we know, and that's sort of how society unfolds. But when you start to get out of that box, and you've heard me say this before, when you start to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, you'll start to shake the energy in your body. You'll start to shake the frequencies in your body. And then what you'll do is you'll get that change. You'll get that transformation. So it's like when I teach body regeneration. So this September, we have an online class, and it's health, fitness, and aging. And I love that class. Why? It's on Zoom. Why do I love that class so much? Because not only do I have to understand my body, but people, one of the other things I learned is as I unloaded, I call them energy bags. So when we carry the stress and we have a lot of energy trapped in the body that isn't ours, or we're carrying it for someone else, or we're wound up like a top, we start to age very quickly. And so they call them the telomeres too. They get like kind of like, I say when I look at them energetically, they start to look like moldy pieces of bread. They don't look like that in real life. You can Google, but moldy pieces of bread. So anyways, they start to deteriorate. But when you remove the energy and you start to really get connected, you naturally start to de-age. So a lot of my clients will say, Tracy, I went out and someone asked me if I got Botox or if I did a facelift. And they're like, oh, I didn't do anything. So the one thing I love is when you start to actually really listen to your body and you really incorporate, you can actually do that naturally and your body will respond naturally. So it's not so good, I guess, for all the lotions and the potions out there, because people ask me, what fancy creams do you use? And I don't use any. So that's like, I'm very simple. Water. You know, I like some rose oil once in a while. And sometimes I use a moisturizer, but I don't use anything that's really fancy. And people are like, so people who knew me a long time ago, they're like, you don't use anything fancy. You don't put anything in your system that way. And I'm like, no. So it is all energy. So this is that awareness within you that I want to thank that hand of God of awakening more for you today and expanding more for you today to say, you know what? If there's something in my body I don't like, I'm going to become this so dedicated person into my own world to change and transform it, because yeah, you got to be so determined. It's kind of like when you listen to billionaires, they'll say, you know, they never took a day off. They don't take days off. They don't take rest days. They go and they go and they go. And when we're really determined, I'm not saying not to do that. I think that it's fun to go play. Play energy is amazing. However, it's also important that you really be dedicated to stay on that path to restore and regenerate and repair your own life and your body. Because your health is number one. We're heading into a health crisis. If you start to really read the medical reports and read what's happening in North America, especially, but if you could take one little step to do something a little bit different and expand your thinking, that's it. That's all we're saying is thank that hand of God of just expanding your thinking, reverse your perceptions, start to look at things differently, increase the strength for each and every one of you listening to have that integration philosophy with whoever you're working with, the multiple people that maybe you bring together on your little team, no matter who they are, and to just be open to all of them, but don't shut any of them out. Don't shut any of them. Open to all of them. You might be amazed what you uncover. Now, I know today is a call-in show too, 1-800-930-2819. I had to write the number down. Never ever want to forget. But I think, Carter, you said we had Laura on the line. Is that correct?
Yep. Laura from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Laura. How are you this week?
Well, I'm recovering.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, recovering.
Did you put your boundaries in for your hours?
I did. I did. And I had to leave, and she was pretty upset with me. It was a miscommunication that kind of happened at the end there.
Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, I want them to know that last week Laura had called in, and she had had to put some new boundaries in with her the lady she's doing some work with. And this has been something Laura's been working on for a while. And so when we put in new boundaries, it's not always as comfortable for the people that have to receive that, and to make sure that also you take care of your health, right? Because it's affecting your health, those long hours.
Exactly, like 19 hours. And I was like, I said to her, I go, I need to break, but I couldn't leave the area because it was full of meth and crack. It was really dark energy. I scrubbed myself. I went and bought soap at the sea salt at the thing, and I scrubbed myself in the shower. I used the whole box.
Wow.
I was like, get it off me. Ew, it's so gross.
Sea salt is a great scrub. It's a cheap scrub. It's a great scrub, and it gets rid of a lot of dense energy that gets collected in the body if people don't understand what she's saying.
Yes, I learned that from Tracy. I was like, oh my gosh, I need a big bucket of sea salt after being in that park.
Yeah,
it was very dark energy there, and really, 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 really dark energy. Yeah. But anyways, I had to leave because my body just said stop, no more.
Yeah.
And I had to leave. And then the weird communication thing, I actually sent it in to the partnership questions in the miraculous realm, but I'm just going to say it here.
Yes, that's fine.
What happened was is that she had bought ribs from the rib dust, and she asked me to bring them back to my room because she had no room in her fridge and no room in her car. And I said, sure, no problem. So, and then she texts me, she goes, can you please put the ribs at the front desk? I don't want to disturb you. And I said, sure, no problem. But she hadn't paid me yet, so I just said, I was just wondering when you were going to pay me. And she never answered me back, and then she woke me up at 2:30 in the morning and paid me and was pissed off and said that she didn't think I trusted her.
Yeah, which is actually interesting because that's been an energy line that's been carried through for quite a while, like a long time with you with different people. It's the way they use. So it's, I'll clean this up for you to her to you. So
thank you.
The kind of karmic lessons behind that as well. So you don't have to go through this anymore. But actually what shows more is it wasn't that, how can I say this politely? She was wanting to save face. That's why she threw it back in your face. So she knew that it was sort of like, oh, right, I have to pay her. There was some hesitancy with the pay as well. Wasn't that she wasn't going to pay you, but then it just, there was a lot of stuff going on in her own brain. Like even as I'm like trying to pull this out, I'm like, my brain's going all foggy, but there was a lot of other things going on. And she was tired, you can see that. So let's clean that up. Yeah. So for people where you've had misinformation, so what they do is if they feel bad about something, or like this is that great thing of, you know, exactly where you're saying that she didn't think I was going to pay her, or is what she's telling you, right? Well, that was a story she made up to go, oh my gosh, I should have paid her. But she has other things going on in the background that have nothing to do with you. So again, that's an energy that you've had with different people in your life as well that make you usually, like, I would say that sit down like a dog analogy where it's like, just sit down. So she was trying to put you in her place to also bring up her authoritative space with you about the hours and the working and all that. So, and she looks really tired too. So there looks to be a lot
She's
of
exhausted.
Misinformation, like a lot of misinformation, a lot of sensitivities. So let's clean it out for both of you. Because she likes you. You can see that. It's just like, you know, you get to the end, you're exhausted and your top blows as well. So we can clean up all that accumulation for both of you too. But your body is giving out because it's very much, it doesn't, like a 19-hour day for anybody's body is exhausting. But because you've already put up the boundaries, it'll be twice as exhausting. So that's what a body does, right? If you say that you put up the boundaries and you say, no, this isn't going to work for me anymore, and then you're still doing it, oh, there we go. The body will become even tired, more exhausted. So if anybody doesn't, listeners, I burp sometimes when we care, so that's very good. So I'll just clean that out. A lot of the energy is coming out also of the back of the head, so we'll just pull that off the back of the head a little bit. And then into the heart space, because the heart frequency drew her in to sort of just, you're getting to the end of this kind of interaction with certain people, and you've seen where it's happened repeatedly through your life. So this is really good. And then we'll open your valves a little bit more so the body doesn't have to retain, even though much your water looks up, it's still not got enough fluid to flush out all the energy and the toxins. So that's also why your body be retaining a lot of extra fluid while you're working there as well. Yeah. And that would become quite sore too.
I know, because I said to her, I go, I really need breaks. She goes, well, you can go to the bathroom. And then I go, well, I have to sit, like I can't stand. So she's like, well, sit at the front of the stand. But when people come, you have to stand up. And the problem is that people keep on coming. And there's like really scary drug addicts there that wanted to rip us off. Like it was actually really scary and unsafe.
Yeah, you can see. And that energy put you also up on guard, which also made everybody tired, which also we call them like jumper energies when you're in that kind of environment. So let's just clean up the whole experience and let's increase and just let that go. And then also too, because you've had to deal with certain people that have been into addiction before, there's other information that was being triggered in your body to let go of as well. And to just sort of like, okay, that's where they are. There's, you know, nothing I can do about that, but I know it doesn't make you feel so safe. So we're going to put a little safety also back in your field and we'll reset that. So there's a lot of pressure just in the front of your chest when we go to put the safety back in. Yeah. So let's just increase that you're safe. We're going to remind the body and increase that it knows it's safe. It knows it's okay. That was an experience, but we're done with that one. And then also, again, it shows into increasing the energy and the frequency of where you're choosing to go for work, even though you say, I'll help her out, but you might say, you know, why are we doing it in this venue, right? Like there's people go to
I said to her, by the way, if you ask me to work in London Ribfest again, I'm saying no.
And I think there's that space as well to honor yourself and just say, I don't feel comfortable in that environment. So I understand that's where you want to, your work is or whatever. But again, this comes back to those boundaries and speaking up more of what you require versus what they require. So let's reset that. And how does that feel in your body now when you tune into that?
it feels good. It's like a ripply, wavy feeling.
Yeah. We'll just sort of let it all go. We're just going to let that information leave your body now and all the levels, all the layers. So we'll go from top of the head, soles of the feet. So people listening, you get this clean out too. So you have that sort of remembrance of where that is. And again, putting in that space for you to always feel safe and to always be in a space of feeling safe no matter where you are, no matter, you know, where you're going, just knowing that, again, if you're out in certain areas, you're going to have a heightened awareness, a heightened alertness, and that your body will kick into that, but that you're okay, that everything is all right. And then you'll have the awareness, I'm just not going there. I don't feel safe. That's it. End of story. So again, speaking stronger, and then what we can do is actually show us to reset your thyroid. So as you're speaking stronger, we can reset the pineal pituitary thymus through the top of the brain on the temples, and then start to thank that hand of God of really speaking in the new functioning thyroid and increasing that energy around the whole throat chakra. How does your throat feel now?
It's been really kind of wanting to clear a lot.
Yeah.
Like when I was working with her, I kept on like, sort of had to get a sip of water because my throat kept on kind of like wanting to clear a lot when I was there. And and I felt bad because she hired some guy to be security because I literally had to come back to the hotel and put my put ice on my foot and have it raised and scrub down with a bucket of salt. And I was like, and she was I was worried about her too. And I just sent love and you know like
You did the right things.
So,
Yeah, you did the right things. You did everything that you could do. You know now you won't go back. But again, just watch the throat. It's going to clear a lot more. So you might even cough some stuff up. So totally okay. Let the throat go. The body should start to actually pull down a little bit more. So just go rest with that one and let me know how you're doing. Okay. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tracy. Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye.
So I just want to remind everyone, I know we have to go to a quick break and we have a few callers online. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from the break. But check us out, TracyLClark.com. Attend the Tom Palladino event live stream. You can just go right there and you'll see it's very quick and easy to get on. But anything that we do, you can now live stream it. And if you're really interested in really expanding the connection to your body, your awareness, check us out at the Body Regeneration Method for the Health, Fitness, and Aging class that I'm doing in September, because it's really a way for you to not only get clearing for the whole time. We're constantly clearing on those calls every week. They're an hour, but they always go more than that because of questions. But you get to submit your questions, answer your questions, what's happening in your system or your loved ones. Because I'll tell you, the more you connect to your body, the more you really start to understand what's happening, the quicker you can get resolve. And there's nothing better than having a healthy body, because when you have a healthy body, you feel happier and then things flow better in your life. It's going to affect your finances, your career, your love life. So embrace it, trust it, and we're going to be back right after the break.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in again to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. We're going to get straight to our phone lines because we have our callers today. So I think we have Dana from Arizona on. Is that correct, Carter?
Yep, Dana from Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Tracy. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. Good morning to you.
That's just great. I'm on overflow here. I'm ready to do this. Let's do this, young lady.
I love it. I love it. What do you want to ask or share today? Way down in the hot sun, you are.
Your first question to me would be, Dana, how can I help you? Well, let's put it in a different perspective. How haven't God and yourself helped me? The world is a different place from the natural to the spiritual. It's just absolutely wonderful. It's beautiful to see. Gosh, I'm on overload. I have so much to say. It's a little that's the subconscious thing there. Let's just do this. You know?
Yeah.
I see that whirlpool that Mark Uber was talking about. It was always moving. And now I am in that whirlpool. I've connected to it finally. After years and years of just thinking about it and wondering what else is out there, well, I have found that through you, through God. And it's been absolutely moving, shifting. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's vibrant. It's loving. It's caring. It's giving back to others that have given to me through the TLC community, yourself, and all of it is through God. God, I love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.
Yeah, make me cry.
Yes.
Can I ask you, Dana, something? Like, what was the shift that you, like, for people who say, what is he talking about? What was the change? Like, what was the shift in your life that you can share with people that you went, oh my God, this actually changed my life. Not just, you said you'd been hearing about it, talking about it for years. Now you're in this beautiful supernatural space of overflow, connecting with the God consciousness. What was it that was that shift that you found either, you know, with God? What was that transformational moment for you?
The transformational moment for me was being connected to the God consciousness I was not able to connect to. In 2006, I went through an addiction with drugs and alcohol, and I did a spiritual speech. Actually, I did a speech. I did it religiously and bombed out on it. That's not what they were looking for. And a couple weeks later, I went back and did it spiritually, and it was receptive by the 75 that I gave it to. But what happened after that was just really explosive. I was walking across the street. I put my right foot on the sidewalk, and my left was actually lifted up by a hand and set me 3 feet in front of where I was going to get me off the street. And I said, what was that? Well, I didn't have that ability now that I have that awareness, that spiritual awareness, now that I have in my life to connect and know that was the hand of God. That was a spiritual entity helping me. You know, that was coming to you was meant to be. It was going to be. It was ordained to be. And it's happened in my life. It's now given me the importance to know my mission in life, my calling, and that is to help others. You come with open arms. You come with open heart. Your messages, your videos, everything, they resonate. The messages that come to me, they're always in there. They always show up. They always show up. I never go without. That's God's promises. Nobody goes without.
So, and it's such a reminder. I think people, our world has changed so much, and that we've gotten so distracted that we forget that everything is already within inside us. And when we start to awaken it, like you say, and look around, and you have people that are talking your language, but also sharing in your wins, and that beautiful God consciousness, that connection with God, and just, you know, the Holy Spirit, and things that start to come into the body and the energy of the body. Yeah, you start to realize that life is actually beautiful.
We must be patient within our society today. Well, we want it now, but
yes,
the answers that we were given in that, we must be patient and always know they are going to show up, and they do. They do show up.
Yeah. It's like when we, you know, you hear me say this a lot, it's already done. Just, you know, keep going. It's already done. Just expect it to show up. It's already done. And you embrace that so well and live that. And the beautiful thing, when people understand, when, you know, what Dana's talking about is this connection is so beautiful because you carry it into the world everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. And it changes people.
Tracy, the TLC bottle is a beautiful bottle on the outside. It's blue, my favorite color, which is great. But it's the blessings and the prayers and everything that I do for myself. Once I take that cap off and take a sip of that whirlpool water is in there. It's connected to everybody that I have connected to, that I, in my past, my present, my future to come. It is ordained. It's going to happen. It will happen because it's already set in stone.
Yeah,
you know,
already happening.
I take a drink of that water, I'm more vibrant. My body's being healed, and not just by myself, through others. And I'm here to give back what I have achieved. And giving back is huge. Giving back. I have one arm up, that those people that are pulling me up the ladder, and I have one arm down, holding the hand of someone that needs to be pulled up, or many that need to be pulled up the ladder.
And amen. I always say it's the ladder of life, right? People have to pull us up, and when we pull them up, if we keep on serving and serving and serving, I say to people, that's the biggest joy is when you're serving and those blessings, and that's that big, you know, it's a big doorway. It's a big gateway that opens when you're in service every day and helping and pulling and lifting. It just changes your world inside.
I do have one subconscious thought.
Yeah.
And I don't like to resonate with negativity because it draws out my spiritual, you know, consciousness or God consciousness. What I have gained, the energy that I have within my heart and soul, it's lowered. So my question this morning is, you know, I listened to your video last night. You went to a friend that you needed some help with. And here is my question. Do I need to resignate myself, put myself at lower energy, and give my negative story out? Because what that's doing is it's feeding this addiction. It's defeating an infection. I resonate with that, and I don't want to be in that space. I want to remove that space in order to get more God conscious, more spirituality within myself with that space now that's created.
Yes.
Am I masking? Is my subconscious masking me not to give out those negativities because it's trying to safeguard me? Or is it just a subconscious thought that it's just a bunch of BS, you know, that it's giving me that puts me in that state? You know, I heard that you went up last night. Do I need to produce that to get rid of it? Or...
No, all it is when you actually look at it and you see that thought that comes up, right? So for me, when some things are really deep, sometimes we don't always have a perception ourselves. There's like some things we are not wanting to look at, right? So I bounce them off friends once in a while and say, is there something I'm missing there? So energetically, when it's really easy for me to read for other people, and I can read myself a lot, but there are certain things that come up that sometimes I'm like, I'm not really looking at that. So I ask a friend. But literally, when you start to move through it and you clean it out of the body very, very quickly, and what this is, even seeing more of this in the miraculous realm, is helping. If you don't know what that is, you can check it out on the website. But where every day I'm going to be doing a real connection clearing in the body to reconnect so these come out. And we're going to be doing them very differently every day. And that's what it is. It's literally seeing it, noticing it, and letting it go. And then taking your story. You don't sit in the negativity. So somebody said to me once, how do you talk about being kidnapped so casually as if, you know, that would be trauma forever? I'm like, nah, I'm out of all that. I had to deal with it. But I just use it to share in the appropriate space with certain people. So when we become, then it's no longer affecting. So what I would say to you is you look inside and say, does this make me feel a trigger? Does this make me feel angry when it comes up? Or can I actually look at it and be pretty neutral? If you can look at it and be pretty neutral, like, huh, you can actually use that to teach somebody rather than it won't affect you. So, but there is some information I'm pulling out of your heart actually as we're talking here. So it was sort of, do I have to use this or sit in the negative field? No, you don't. You can see that energy is coming out. What you'll find is your experience and the way now you're uplifted in the God consciousness, that'll be your service. That'll be your mission. That'll be your voice. It's going to be used even more and more and more. And I want to thank that honor God of increasing that for you, because your heart is like getting so big and so big. And we can actually start to remove when those thoughts come up. You can look at it. You can use the simple tool, you know, as you know, thank you, God, reset, let go. I'm moving that. And then ask yourself, in truth, is there anything left in there? In truth, if there's anything left in there. So you're in the miraculous realm. And then if there is something left in there, that's where I like to say to you guys, you use that to submit your question. So we make sure there's nothing left in there, right? And that you then move out. But remember, also, as we move things, sometimes nothing will come up for a while, but then maybe something will come up. It's like an onion. You're like, oh, that just came up, right? Like I was saying on the top of the hour, when I lost the weight, there were the issues the weight was tied to. And now I was able to look at them and then they were able to let go, which prevented me from having something show up later down the road. So if we look at it, the joy, the fun, and staying connected to the God consciousness like you are, that's as simple as it is. And we move it out, we wipe it out. Thank you, God. We're going to increase you so you can use that experience. And anything hidden, we can ask if there is anything hidden to come up a little bit more and release it. And you'll have the awareness, because then all of a sudden you'll be like, I don't feel so good. Something's up. Something's here. What is a body I need to look at? And then you just let it go. Really set through and use your story in a positive manner that I'm here, even though I went through there, I'm not going to focus on all that, but I'm here because I actually connected again. I connected to the God consciousness. I connected to myself. I took ownership in my life. I repaired, restored my space, because all you can do is, you know, we all know this, only take ownership for ourselves, right? And we're all going to fall down on our butts, get back up. That's like God expects. That. That's how we learn.
Your video earlier this week, yes, I did go back on my childhood negatives and found that everything that negative is turned into a positive spiritual experience that's coming. If it hasn't already, it will show up. That's why we went through. We go through pain to get spiritual gain, you know.
Exactly. And if everything was a glory realm 24/7, we wouldn't grow, we wouldn't expand, and we wouldn't also learn to press in more to the God consciousness, learn to press in more to our faith and not be rigid and not be controlled, but be free flowing with the God consciousness and be open to our faith and our connection. So when we fall down, like we've all fallen down, you, me, lots of people we know, but our faith was tested, right? It was tested. And then it comes back up and you're like, I got out.
A reset has to be done immediately when you feel something coming. I feel something coming from the subconscious mind, and it's not coming from the feelings and emotions that come from my heart. You know, you get to be, you get to have that awareness of knowing the difference, you know, and when it needs to be removed and when it needs to be perceived.
Correct. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so proud you called in. I know I have to get to one more caller before we're already at the top of the hour. I'm so proud of you. I just send you so much love.
I love God. I love you. I love everybody in the TLC community. I'm here to help you, and you're here to help me. No one better, no one less. We're all connected. God bless you, Tracy. Thank you. Lots of blessings.
So much love. No, don't make me cry next time, okay? No, it's good. All right. Carter, I think we have Sonia on the line. Is that correct? Is she still there?
Let's see. Sonia from Oakville. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sonia. Oh, is she there?
Sonia?
Is it Sonia?
There we go.
Oh, yes, there she is. I know, it's waiting. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm glad I got in. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question today?
So I just wanted to kind of touch base with you, as you are aware, and thank you so much for all your support during the transition that I've recently sold my business of 8 years.
Yes.
So it's only been about a week now that it's been official, and I think I'm doing pretty well considering that it kind of took forever, but then happened so fast. So I was just wondering if you could help me out, Tracy, and just kind of any like leftover cleanup, that's just any attachments to the business. Yeah. And
ooh, you make me burp anything. Already. So yeah, when we, especially a business is like a child. Okay. So for people listening, when you have a business and you let it go, it is, and you had 8 years with your business, right? It chills. So it's your child. You birthed it. You had the idea. You put it in motion. You had to keep nurturing it and grow your business, right? You're growing it up from a brand little baby to, oh my gosh, I'm sending you out to the world. So the body reads that. So now that you've sold it, right, you've now sent it out to the world. So someone else is going to now like marry it, basically. Now you can look at it as it's a young adult and it's been married off. So what happens is there's a little bit more information of one, the routine is still a little bit in the body. So it's starting to get better, but I am going to do an adjustment of the routine. So there is a little bit of loss still in the system as the body's excited and going, yes, but at the same time, it's trying to still settle out into what this new routine is, how it's going to be. And it also triggers some things in the body where maybe there was having to let go, before, but you've got some past life stuff of letting go. It's funny I said that with children, but then it's also relating back to your own children as well of, you know, raising them and letting them go and letting them fly as they get older. You've got all these packages around what does it really look like when I let go of something in my body and am I okay for right now? But you can also see your brain is, there's a lot of information coming in about what's next, what's next, what's next, right? And how that's going to play. You're trying to line it all up energetically. But what your body really still requires is a really good couple of weeks still. You look like into early September, like probably when kids go back to school. It just needs to say, wow, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so happy. I'm going to let go of this routine, the structure I had. Because even though when you have businesses, there's structure but no structure. You know what I'm saying there? So the body's letting go of the old structure still that you were in, the daily flow, the daily routine. And I want to just do an increase in that for you of letting it go quicker and collapsing some time frame. So now there's a difference too happening from your next venture to your old venture. So the old venture started to feel more heavy, more like work. The new venture you're setting up to be very different, like very playful. But I have to recalibrate the system because there's a big part of the system that wants to go back to the old way because it knows it very well. It's like, okay. I didn't like it, but I know how to function over there still. It's doing a little bit and it's only happening because it's still so fresh. So okay. I'm going to actually pull that out and increase for play. And then that'll also, we can restructure your actual physical body because now we can actually drop down your cortisol levels too. Even more.
Perfect.
How does that feel in your body when I make that adjustment?
I kind of got a little kind of butterfly tingled right through from my stomach right up to my chest.
Yay! Yeah, I like this actually. And it you can see it's like watching cords just unplug from your computer, so to speak. So the old way of being, and what I love about your system is you're very tenacious. You're very, you're like me that way, very dedicated. What do I need to do to make sure that I'm in the alignment of how I want to live, and not as hard work, like just awareness versus how I was living. So this new structure is coming in actually quite nicely for you. And it shows to spend more time to going within. So if I can offer a little bit of awareness, you can do what you want, but over the next 4 to 6 weeks, going within and really feeling and seeing this new venture, really starting to see it how you want it set up now in terms of fun and play and structure with your family. But spend that time, and you don't have to sit there meditating. You can drive. I drive and I do this too. But really getting into the energy, and then ask yourself in truth. This is the key, people, when they feel, but for you, in truth, is that feel like it's a reality for me? And when you ask yourself that, yeah, watch what comes up in the body. You might get some mental chatter and you might get some physical resistance. So for everyone listening, do this exercise if you want to create something different in your world. It's actually coming out of your heart. There's some old energies now that are coming out of your heart drive that were kind of, I would put them in a little bit of a entity energy, but don't panic on that. It's energies that were allowing your old business to run that you don't have to have any part in anymore. And this is why you're setting up. So we're letting like an old shedding of the old skin. So when those energies come up, you can do the reset, release, let go. And if they're hanging on, that's where you have to let me know, because we don't want them to hang on. We want to make sure that they're released. In truth, do I feel like I'm feeling this? I'm allowed to have it. This is already done. Truthfully, I'm good here. And keep asking, and you'll see the body will show you any resistance or hesitation. But you're in about a 6 week window there.
So any signs of that they're still hanging on would show up as kind of fear, doubt, that kind of stuff? If those are surfacing,
resistance, I'm going to be really busy doing something different. I don't feel that inspiration. I don't feel like I have the time there right now. Yeah, you'll get all these sort of things that aren't in that alignment, right? And it's 100%. Just residual, like I said, coming from the old business. And so there really needs to be a little bit more, and I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to increase accolade to self of how amazing this was. And it's also showing, and I'm going to strengthen this, so I'm hearing very carefully, strengthen her faith to a whole new level, because this was already done, and that this is your reminder to never doubt again.
Wonderful.
How does that feel?
It feels great. Thank you so much. Love you dearly. And
lots
thank you
of love.
For all your support over the years. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go enjoy the rest of the summer.
I will.
Lots of love. You know, I love it when people have really connected back to the God consciousness. I know we have more people on the call. I'm so sorry we didn't get to you. Please call in next week, nice and early. 1-800-930-2819. We'll get to your calls and questions. And no, you really matter. You're perfect. You're amazing. You're doing incredible. And you just got to keep going. Be dedicated. Be connected to the God consciousness. Keep your faith strong. And that's what I do. It's what I do here on the show and each and every day with people in our partnership programs. I know I will say this, our effortless realm, if you're a listener here at Transformation Talk Radio, we have a discount for our listeners here. And you can see that on the Transformation Talk Radio page. So if you're confused, you can always email us at contact@tracyhaleclark.com, and we can actually give you that link as well. So you can be in the energy, be connected, stay connected. There's Soul Sundays. There's lots of ways to keep you connected, to be just like Dana and have his transformational story. Because when you make a difference, you'll change the world. You are a difference in the world. So remember that old saying, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Repeat that to yourself 100 times a day. Have an incredible week, everyone. And we will see you next week right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.